I'm joined on the line by the one and only. It is Sylvia Kent with this month's book club. So good morning.
Hello, Michelle.
Lovely to talk to you.
And you.
Tell us what's been going on with Billericay Readers Groups, because you get together, you are allowed to get together now, obviously, instead of being on Zoom. And you have some books that you read every month. What are you reading at the moment?
Oh, what have they got for us? Marvellous. We're reading, let's see, Margaret Atwood's book, Cat's Eye, which it's not a new one from her because she's always in the news, but it's a big thick one. I don't know quite when I'm going to start it, but I have been reading The Last Man by Mary Shelley, which goes back a couple of centuries. It took a bit of time to get through, but it was worth reading. And it's lovely to meet everyone in the library. There aren't that many of us now. We used to have about 20 people.
Yeah.
But, so we're all meeting on the second Tuesday afternoon of the month, 2 o'clock, and all set for seeing them soon. But the big thing at the moment is the book festival, the Essex Book Festival.
Yeah.
It says June the 1st to the 30th, but it's already really started.
Doesn't it normally start in March?
Yeah. Yes. But we've been upside down, haven't we?
Mm.
Everyone has for a couple of years. But, it all starts. And we'll have two top people in the festival coming to Brentwood. Maggie is coming on the 9th of June, and Mark Billingham is coming to Billericay, and he'll be talking about the murder book he's written.
Yeah.
That's the 29th of June.
Mm.
So I've been a patron for donkey's years, and I love all of it. I love the atmosphere, all these top writers and not so top writers, but we all gather, and it's so useful to learn what's going on.
And there's loads of stuff going on. If you go to the website, which is essexbookfestival.org.uk, you can actually go and book tickets, because different authors and writers are doing different events all around Essex, and you can go along and get your tickets and go and see them.
But it's best to book early, because some of them get booked up very quickly.
Yeah.
I try to get to as many as I can, but as I say, it's a busy old month anyway.
Yeah, there's workshops as well. I'm looking at here, Patrice Lawrence is doing a writing for children workshop. You've got Under East Anglia Skies, Ken Walpole.
Yeah.
You've got, there's loads of stuff coming up. Rewriting as well.
Mm.
So there's plenty of stuff there to get involved with. If you're interested, even if you're a reader or whether you're a writer yourself, it's a great place to go along.
Things we do and we love, and it takes you out of yourself sometimes when you're feeling a bit low, with all this that's going on at the moment and the war. And some of us are giving talks, and we're giving our money that we get for the talks to Ukraine. So that's happened to me in Hutton and another one in Chelmsford. So we're trying to collect money for them. But it's a busy old time. We're at Bardswell, by the way, Brentwood Writers Circle. I'm hoping you can come along.
Mm.
Saturday, 7th of May, to celebrate the 80th anniversary. It's a year late because we were prevented from partying in lockdown. So we're all meeting at Bardswell on the 7th of May, and there should be lots of interesting people there. And we celebrate in the afternoon as well.
And how is your writing going? Because obviously you're a writer. I mean, you do a lot of work for magazines and newspapers as well. And you write short stories and books on history. So what are you doing at the moment?
I've been signing. I go into the shop, Waterstones and W.H. Smith and a couple of others, and sign, because people seem to like the author's signature. And my little gold stamp, which kind of came from America, which said signed by author. So I do that, and I love our local bookshops. They're all super. And that lovely one in Crown Street.
Chicken and Frog.
My lovely, Natasha.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. It's a lovely, lovely shop.
Yes.
You could spend ages in there. But,
yes.
But anyway, so my very first book, Voices of Brentwood, is republished for the third time, and it's now 21 years old, an old book. The biggie for us at the Society of Women Writers and Journalists is going to be in Uxbridge at Brunel University on Monday, 6th of June. It's a whole day event. It's going to be spectacular. Top award-winning writers and people involved in our industry. So check that out too. There's lots of checking out on these websites.